It wasn't important right now. Not when they were about to say goodbye to their beloved father and husband. He just needed to get through this. He needed to sit through whatever Reverend Walter had to say, then try not to lose it completely while he shared his own memories of Dad. Then he would endure the crush of sympathies from their friends and neighbors in the church basement while everyone ate tiny triangular sandwiches. And then they would bury Dad's ashes, and that would be it. Dad would be gone. And Riley would have to find a way to cope with that. He didn't have a good track record for coping with misery. Adam had sat himself in one of the pews at the back of the room. Riley wondered if he'd expected the funeral to be so crowded. When had he decided to come? Had he booked a flight yesterday? Did he rent a car? Why was he here, sitting with obvious discomfort in a pew that didn't offer enough space for his long legs? He was smushed up against Dr. Tanner, and that probably wasn't good for his shoulder, especially after a flight and what was probably a 2-hour drive in the rain. Fuck! Why was he here?
It's time to go.
Lindsay, Riley's younger sister, whispered to him. She nodded toward the altar. Riley forced himself to start walking. He felt the weight of hundreds of gazes as he made his way to the pew at the front and tried not to feel the particular weight of one of those gazes. He sat and stared at the tiny black box that contained all that was left of his father. A man who had always been the loudest and most cheerful in any room. A man who'd coached kids hockey, played guitar, and helped everyone he could however he could. A man who'd started selling pride flags in his sporting goods shop after Riley had come out to his family. A man who had gone to countless funerals and weddings in this same church, who had offered comforting words in the basement, and who had loved those little sandwiches, especially the pickle ones. A man who had loved people, and who had died alone of a heart attack in his backyard. Even Mom hadn't been home. He'd been found by one of their neighbors. Riley couldn't see anymore. Lindsay's hand was on his back as he shook with grief.
If you don't want to speak up there,
Lindsay said,
you don't have to. People will understand.
Riley wiped his eyes, blinked at the dark wooden rafters for a moment, then said, no, I'll do it. He could at least do this for Dad. And for himself. He couldn't always hide. Lindsay squeezed his hand.
No one will judge you either way.
I know. Reverend Walter began speaking then, and Riley did his best to listen. Riley desperately needed some air. The church basement was hot, overstuffed with people, more people than Riley wanted to see, and more laughter than he wanted to hear right now. He stepped out of the church into the endless cold drizzle of April in Nova Scotia. He realized then that he'd left his suit jacket on a chair inside. He'd be all right for a few minutes, and his warm, sticky skin welcomed the chilly rain. He rounded the corner of the church, hoping to find more privacy away from the entrance, and spotted Adam. He was alone, leaning against the side of the building, staring at his phone. The roof stuck out just enough there to keep him dry. It was where Riley had planned to stand, but like so much of his life, it was occupied by Adam Shepherd. No signal in the church? Riley asked as he approached him. It sounded angry. He was angry about so many things. But only one of those things was standing in front of him. Adam glanced up, clearly surprised and possibly even embarrassed as he fumbled his phone into his coat pocket. He was elegantly dressed. Expensive wool coat, crisp dark suit pants, shiny black shoes. His short dark hair was flecked with gray now. It hadn't been, the last time Riley had stood this close to him. Just wanted some air, Adam said. Riley's heart clenched, and he wondered if Adam even realized the memories those words dug up. If Adam even remembered, he'd usually been drunk whenever he'd used that code. And it had been so long ago. I'm bored. Want to get some air? The words and Adam's hot breath would caress Riley's ear, making his heart race and his dick hard because he'd known what Adam had really wanted. Riley blinked away the memory and stepped closer to Adam, getting in his space. Why are you here?